we're with Tom Nitschke, who's the superintendent of the Litchfield-Marion Public School District. And boy, you received a big voter approval in the election yesterday. Tell us about it, Tom.
Yeah, that was great. We had actually really good voter turnout, and that's what did it. We had 426 people vote, which is a really high percentage of our patrons. Of that, there was 265 yeses, 161 no for 62.2%, so it passed. So we are excited, Steve.
This means that a new school will eventually be built in Marion, and the old school in Litchfield was shut down. What is the time frame as far as maybe getting bids let and maybe construction? Is there any estimate on that?
Yeah, we have some guesses. We got a couple months of work to do as far as some detailed planning and such. So we don't really expect, unfortunately, to be able to put shovel on the ground this summer yet. We know that contractors' times are tight and stuff right now. So most likely it'll be a year from now when we're actually putting a shovel in the ground. But who knows? But that's mm-hmm. That would be our guess at this time, yeah.
I suppose you have to visit with architects and look at some of the best floor plans that'll fit for your budget, huh?
We have some floor plans. We have some general plans. But now it just takes, because we had to come up with that number. It was a $13 million bond. So. So we have some square footage numbers. We just got to get some more detailed planning. And so, but I did want to point something else out, if I could. 62%, the margin is you have to get 60. That's a real high threshold. I want to put it in perspective. So the 62.2% said yes, but that means 37.8% only said no. So that's pretty good. People spoke loudly. I mean, 60% is a hard threshold. So.
I think in previous interviews with you, you're excited, too, that you'll be able to get new and more, energy-efficient buildings out of
sure.
this, right?
Yeah, we have two buildings that are 100 years old. We estimate we're going to save about $300,000 to $350,000 a year by being in one location with a newer building. So there's going to be some pretty serious cost savings, not the repairs, and it's significant. So I think the voters in Litchfield-Marion, they definitely laid the foundation for their future yesterday. So their future is bright.
That's great. Tom, anything else to add before I let you go?
Yeah, I do want to thank. There was a committee that did a lot of work, not affiliated with the school, just informing people, getting out and talking to people, and that made the difference. They put a lot of work into this, and then I really want to thank them and appreciate the work that they did for the students of the district. That made a difference. It really did.
There's Tom Nitschke, the superintendent of Litchfield-Marion Public School District. Once again, the voters on February 8th approved by 62% the school bond issue, and now they'll build a $13 million new school in Marion, a K-12 school in Marion, North Dakota, down the road.